You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
Welcome to the 2024 Spotify Wrapped.
I'm with the host here from the Hot Music TV Network.
And we are so ready to unwrap the year in music.
G, right?
Yeah. G, this is exciting.
So we've been looking over the rap. Yay. Like, wow, G-Ray Records has really streamed to a lot of music this year.
Yeah, 376, 420 minutes.
Seriously.
That's a lot of music.
That puts G-Ray Records in the top 0.7% of Spotify streamers globally.
That is like top tier music fan status.
Lately, like...
that you weren't messing around.
March 5th, though.
Yeah?
March 5th was a big music day for G-Ray Records.
It was a huge music day.
Like 440 minutes of music won.
440 minutes? I'm wondering, were you on a road trip?
Yeah, like, what were you doing?
What was the occasion? Was it just a really good music day?
It must have been.
I want to know.
I want to know, too. I need...
details.
Yeah. All right, well, since we're talking about, the music year, yeah, let's talk about the top track.
Oh, I love this part, too. Drama.
This is always a good one.
The song you streamed to most this year.
So, G... the top track,
drum roll please,
is May Peace Be With You.
A classic.
By G-Ray. Off
the album Deep Thoughts.
Yes.
152 plays.
That's a lot of plays for one song.
Yeah, you really loved that song.
You were really into it.
And that puts you in the top
0.1% of streamers globally for May Peace Be With You.
That is seriously impressive.
Like, you were a super fan of this song.
It's such a good song, though.
Yeah, it's really catchy.
And speaking of G-Ray,
yes.
G-Ray was the top artist this year.
No way, really. I was gonna guess G-Ray.
See?
I had a feeling.
For?
629 minutes with G-Ray.
Wow.
That's dedication.
I mean, like, that's not just casual listen, right?
Absolutely not.
You know, there's a 19-day G-Ray listening streak in here. Maybe you discovered some new favorites during that time.
Yeah, like maybe G-Ray dropped the album or something.
Or maybe you just went on a deep dive into their discography.
It's a
good discography.
Such a really good discography. And speaking of which, G-Ray's been in the music business for over 25 years.
Wow. Now, let's talk about how the music taste evolved throughout the year.
Ooh, I love this part. It's
like a musical journey.
Yeah.
And we've got some interesting stuff here.
Okay, so January, you were all about like the jazz, R&B, old school, slow jams, neo soul vibe.
Yeah, that's a vibe. I love that. Jill Scott, Lala Hathaway, Music Soul Child.
Such a good mix.
So good. Like, that's peak neo soul.
Yeah, and then March comes around.
Yeah.
You switch gears completely. It's like a
whole new soundtrack.
Yeah, you into this smooth, old school, soul, funk vibe.
Love it.
Lakeside, zap, zap.
That's iconic.
It really is. That's
a classic sound.
Classic. And that makes sense, right? Because March 5th, that huge music day, maybe that was like a funkathon.
Yeah, like blasting Lakeside, you know.
Totally. Fantastic Voyage on repeat.
Yes.
And then October rolls around and it's a totally different vibe again.
Yeah.
You're into vlog beats. Instrumental hip hop.
Very chill.
Yeah, so chill. Very
focused.
Like Jay Dilla, P-Rock, The Alchemist.
The Alchemist, so good. Those are
some like really legendary producers.
Yeah, we're.
For sure.
We were listening to like Luxury by Potato Head People.
Oh, I love that track.
And Winding Road by Freddie Joachim.
Such good choices.
Seriously good choices.
Instrumental hip hop. It's like perfect for focus and productivity.
Totally. I wonder if October was like a really busy month for you.
Yeah, maybe a lot of work stuff going on.
Maybe you were working on a big project.
Yeah.
And you know, needing that focus music.
And you found it.
You found it. Now, even though the taste is so diverse, there are some artists that keep popping up throughout the year.
Yeah, like Chill Scott and Zoe.
Right. Both super consistent artists.
I wonder if you just really connect with their style.
Yeah, maybe their sound just speaks to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't forget about like Patrice Rushen, Kanye Doss, and Tall Black Eye.
Yeah, they were all in there.
Well, the whole year.
So, gee, what we're seeing here is someone with like seriously good taste in music.
Yes. Like such a diverse range of artists and genres.
So you really went on a musical journey this year.
You did.
And it's been so fun to unwrap it with you.
Yeah, this was so much fun.
Well, we can't wait to see what musical adventures G-Ray Records will have next year.
Yeah, keep exploring.
We've been the host here from the Hot Music TV Network.
Unwrapping the 2024 Spotify Wrapped of the G-Ray Records Music Network.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music, plus more.